All right, so let's take a listen as the Natural Resources Defense Council shares with us something that has to do with the way the creatures of the waters are impacted by actions of us humans. Listen to this.
Industrial and military ocean noise has a devastating impact on marine life. For example, noise interferes with the whale's ability to hunt for food, to find mates, to maintain their bonds with their communities, and even with their navigation. When we reduce the ability of marine species to accomplish these vital activities, we are directly impacting their ability to live. But for most people, what happens under the sea is out of sight and out of mind. People need to understand ocean noise in order to care about it. In 2009, NRDC produced a documentary called Acid Test about ocean acidification, another invisible threat to the oceans. We needed a film like that about ocean noise.
For the film Sonic Sea, our main goal was to help people understand that the ocean is an acoustic environment. Scientists know that whales and other marine mammals communicate over hundreds of miles. But over the last few decades, we've seen a huge surge in three sources of human-made ocean sounds, and this noise is drowning out the natural sounds. The tens of thousands of massive cargo ships that circle the globe each year fill our oceans with noise. Another source of noise is naval sonar, which makes a very intense and terrible screeching sound. And the loudest man-made noise under the sea comes from the repeated firing of seismic air guns. These devices are used by the oil and gas industry to search for fossil fuels beneath the ocean floor.
The good news here is that ocean noise is a problem we can solve with better technology and policy. NRDC has had success in federal court winning protection for marine mammals from Navy sonar, at the United Nations winning guidelines to reduce noise from commercial ships, and around the United States and Europe combating the seismic blasting that's used to find oil and gas offshore. All of this has helped gain recognition for the problem, but there's much more we need to do to really tackle the issue and protect marine life. Getting ship owners to quiet their fleets, getting navies to preserve key habitat from sonar training, compelling the oil and gas industry to use quieter alternatives to the blasting they do now and to stay out of some regions altogether. If we can get more people to care about this issue, we'll have a lot more success in turning down the volume.
What do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen? The noise that we make in the sea. And understandably, it could be so tempting to conclude that no matter what noises are being made in the sea by us humans, it's not causing any problems for the sea creatures. And listening to this, we realize that is a wrong assumption. The sea mammals trying to send messages to each other, hundreds of miles from each other. And they're trying to send messages to each other by sending those sounds, those tones through the water. And instead of just hearing a response to the sounds they've sent out, they're hearing a lot of the noise is being made by us humans. And not only that, but how many of their sound waves are being diverted by the sound waves being made by us? And it almost seemed like, well, wow, there's just nothing that we can do about that. I mean, this is an unfortunate situation, but one that just can't be changed. It would almost be tempting to reach that conclusion. But fortunately, we did hear the good news. Something can be done. Changes can be made so that the people from their various organizations who do what they do in the water can continue to do that, but they can do it in a way that is different than the ways in which they've been doing it, so that they're able to get their jobs done and still allow the sea creatures to live their lives to the fullest. Well, what about this? We talk about the environment quite a bit. And within that broader context, there's the issue of environmental justice. And with regards to environmental justice, here's the crux of the matter. Communities of color face the brunt of pollution. And that is what actually launched the movement for a healthy place to live, work, and play. Championed primarily by African Americans, Latinos, Asians, Pacific Islanders, Native Americans, the environmental justice movement addresses a statistical fact. People who live and work and play in America's most polluted environments are commonly people of color and the poor. Now, stay with me now. One of the things that is so important for us to stop doing as human beings is we need to stop tuning out when whatever the problem is doesn't affect us. Fortunately, there are people whose hearts are beautiful enough, sensitive enough, that they don't look for opportunities to try to help make bad things happen to people of color and to poor people. And that is good. It's good when people say, oh, no. I'm not going to be involved with trying to make that happen. I know it's harmful, just like you know it's harmful. I'm not having anything to do with trying to make that happen. That is good. It's even better when we take it to the next level and say, hey, you know what? Not only am I not going to try to help make it happen, I'm going to try to help prevent it from happening. We've got to care. Remember now, this is the program where we really emphasize caring about each other, building each other as individuals, building as family, building the community. And in order to be at our best when it comes to building community, we need to care about every sector of the community. By the way, that's one of the reasons that I'm glad that we've had this Wear Orange campaign going on various parts of the country. And the mayor of Waynesboro, Mayor Pauline Jenkins, and the mayor of Augusta, Mayor Hardy Davis, have declared June 2nd, today, to be National Gun Violence Awareness Day. And of course, this is part of the National Wear Orange campaign. And again, the National Wear Orange campaign to remember all the victims and survivors of gun violence. Let's do what we can to reduce gun violence. And remembering that it's not just the guns being fired by law enforcement officers who look for opportunities to hurt people of color. It is also the gun violence when the guns that are held in the hands of people of color looking for opportunities to hurt other people of color. That matters too. Gun violence. Let's do what we can to reduce it. All right. Environmental justice. We talk about the fact that very often the people who live, work, and play in the most polluted environments are people of color and the poor. And environmental justice advocates have shown that this is no accident. Remember, I was sharing with you, I've said this to you a number of times before. So important for us to really embrace this. situations do not create themselves. And so even when we have a situation wherein we find that primarily people of color and poor people are the ones having to face most of the problems with regards to polluted lands, water, air, etc. Do you really think that's just coincidental? When that is the pattern all across America, that the vast majority of the time, the people being negatively impacted by negative environments are people of color and poor people. Do you really think that that's just coincidental? Let's look into that when I come back.